In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Happy Thursday, everybody. The impossible question of the day today, the answers of yesterday's is, on average, a person lives 19 months longer if they do this. And the answer is, Charlie, read books. I don't think we guessed that one yesterday. Read books. Today's impossible question. You can answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. 8% of households have one of these that does not work. It's not a high number, by the way. 8% of households have one of these that does not work. You can answer this again on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. So 8% of households have one of these that does not work. I'm going to say television. Charlie, thoughts? Oh, that's a good one, Charlie. Charlie says a remote control that doesn't work. Again, answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. I had something left for me in the studio, which I don't know who left it, whoever did. Thank you. I'm going to read this. This is from the New York Post. AOC has been a wellspring of truly terrible ideas for years, but her new one might be her worst yet, a ministry of truth. During a live stream on her Instagram page, AOC was asked by a viewer if to help with national healing, there were congressional plans to institute any truth and reconciliation or media literacy initiatives. The socialist congresswoman replied that yes, indeed, she and some of her colleagues have been exploring media literacy initiatives to help rein in the press and combat misinformation after last week's riot at the U.S. Capitol. This goes on to say, it's one thing to have differentiating opinions, but it's another thing entirely to just say things are false. AOC added, so that's something that we're looking into. I don't think AOC really understands the definition of free speech. We're going to talk a little bit about that tomorrow. Myself and Andy will, when it comes to free speech on, you know, private owned things. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Not just property, but other things. Now, we've said this for years. I'll continue to say this. The only protected speech is the speech you don't like. Make sure you continue to talk about that among your friends and family, because the only protected speech in free speech is the speech none of us like. And by the way, there's nothing illegal, nor should there be, about saying something that's not true. It's your job as, you know, the listener, I guess, if you would, to make sure that what you're being told is the truth. Number one reason, Charlie can relate to this, number one reason why if you're a churchgoer and you attend any church on a frequent basis, you should be, you know, grabbing the old Bible, carrying it along with you, whether that's on the phone or in print, and anytime somebody up front, whatever the speaker happens to be, is giving the message, you're following along and checking to make sure that what they're saying is actually accurate according to Scripture. Again, folks, it's our job as the listener, as the hearer, to make sure that what's being said is actually truth. There's no obligation in free speech for the teller of said story to make sure that it's true. And if I'm wrong, somebody please correct me. But now, people get reputations for being truthful or for being liars, but that's on them, not the listener. It's up to the listener to determine whether that person's telling the truth or not. You know, we've seen a gazillion hucksters come down through the lines. In fact, they're out there every day you know, selling their wares all over the place. Some of you have been victims to, you know, have been a victim to some of those things. I know I have. You know, buyer beware. All of us at one point of time or another have probably been duped into something that we thought was really true. We thought we were being told the truth, but in the end we were not, and we just didn't do enough research on our end to determine that. By the way, there's a lot of that going on right now on our side of the fence, and it happens on the left as well. It's not just the right that does that. The left does the same thing. There's all sorts of things that can be perpetuated that aren't necessarily the truth. And I, you know, I don't want to go into exact details right now, but you know, there's a lot of talk right now on the right about, you know, things that potentially are going to be coming before Inauguration Day. I've been getting lots of text messages. I appreciate that, by the way. I'll have dialogue with anyone. You're going to be really hard-pressed to convince me that Inauguration Day is not happening, that somehow Donald Trump becomes victorious between now and then. All of this talk of, you know, National Guard coming out, and that's why they're in D.C. right now, is because the military's all on Trump's side, and, you know, he's done this and he's done that, and there's no way he's going to allow what's gone on to happen, and all the truth is going to come out, and all these people are going to be arrested in the coming days. People, really. Not happening. It's not happening. If you think for one second that as a country, somebody gets arrested that's, you know, in any kind of a prominent position whatsoever and the world doesn't find out, you're crazy. We can't keep things inside the White House secret or inside of anybody else's organization's secret. What makes you think for one second somebody's going to get arrested that the world doesn't know about? Not happening. Sorry. The same thing happened here a few weeks ago when the Chinese supposedly invaded Maine and, you know, we blew up some Chinese bunker. And, you know, some of the stuff that I hear and that even gets sent to me is just utter nonsense. I don't know how else to say it. It's utter nonsense. Again, there are so many things in this country that, you know, you can't hardly walk down the street without somebody knowing what you're doing. How in the world do you think a Chinese bunker in Maine gets blown up and no one knows about it? Only certain conservative groups do. Come on, people, really. Think. And don't just back up what you're reading by other things that are false. You know, in some cases, folks, have some common sense. Think through some of these things like I just said a moment ago. Some of the stuff that we believe on the right sometimes, and the reason why some of what I just read to you from the New York Post about AOC, I hate to say this, but we have some of that coming at times because we're as dumb as a rock at times. We on the right can be as gullible as it gets in believing some of the junk that gets put out there. It's no wonder the left wants to shut some of that down. We're our own worst enemy. And I mean this sincerely, folks. Do I agree with what AOC is doing? Of course not. But it makes you wonder why, when you look at some of the garbage that goes on our side of the fence and the stuff people believe that's not true, and then you wonder why AOC is saying this. I don't wonder. It's pretty apparent why. And by the way, I'm not absolving the left. They do the same thing. It's no different, but come on, folks, really. I've talked about this all week. Why? Because I spent all last weekend looking through all of the stuff that had been sent my way, all of the prophetic preachers out there talking about how Trump's going to be president and the military's all on his side. And it's not going to be that long before all these people get arrested and the truth is known and blah, 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 blah. And it's just garbage. I hope I'm wrong. I hope somebody can say, see, John, I told you, you're wrong. I really hope I'm wrong. But folks, I'm not. I'm not wrong. Because it's not happening. It's false hope. And Scripture, by the way, the Bible even talks about that. It's false hope. We should not be going down that path, especially as Christians and more importantly as conservatives. We should not be going down that path. Half the stuff that's being forwarded, even to me, it's flat out a lie, folks. And I continue to talk about it. I'm going to keep talking about it because these lies and these things that keep getting spread around, the only body benefiting from that is the initial person that stuck it out there that gets more views, gets more clicks. You know, keep in mind, everything on YouTube, for example, Facebook's the same way, but on YouTube, when somebody puts a video out and you see a little ad that plays in that video, guess what? That video creator gets paid. So if you can stick an ad out there, or stick a YouTube video out there, I don't even care if it's outlandish, but if a couple million people watch it, you just hit payday. Folks, that's how this works. And why some of you out there listening to me don't understand what I just said is beyond me. I mean, and the disappointing part of all of this is, yeah, there's some pretty well-known pastors, preachers that are on this same bandwagon. And I'm just going to tell you right now, they're wrong. They're dead wrong, and they're losing credibility in my book. I'm not going to name names, but some of you out there know who I'm talking about. This is ridiculous. Again, I hope I'm wrong. I hope by next Thursday, I'm completely wrong. Trump somehow wins. Lots of people get arrested. The military is, in fact, on his side. But, folks, it's outlandish. It's not going to happen. It's not true. You guys keep sending me stuff. I'll keep reading it. But the reality is, none of what I just mentioned to you is true. We'll come right back. Mighty Hand Construction is next. In Northern Colorado, if there's anything you need for your home expansion-wise, remodel-wise, even an outside building, anything like that, Mighty Hand Construction is there for you. Find them at klzradio.com, 970-844-9191.
The team at Mighty Hand gets back to you. A lot of mom-and-pop construction companies don't have large enough teams to call you back promptly. The same guy probably works as both the foreman and the salesperson, so he simply doesn't have the time. Micah Applegate, owner of Mighty Hand Construction in Fort Collins, has a team of dedicated project managers who will make sure you have a solid estimate on your remodeling project within a couple of weeks, at the latest. As a full-service construction company with nothing but 5-star reviews, Mighty Hand prides themselves on their timely responses. Micah and his team run a well-organized business with designated shop managers, their own delivery trucks and equipment, subcontractors they trust, and experienced foremen who will oversee every detail of your project. Visit klzradio.com/mightyhand for custom real estate modification in Northern Colorado. Honoring God, impacting customers.
Affordable Interest Mortgage is next, and he is my guy, Kurt Rogers. Anything you need for your mortgage, I talked to somebody today, one of my clients actually, not here in Colorado, or they would be using Kurt. But folks, if you're self-employed and you're not using Kurt, you're really missing out. Kurt understands how that works. As self-employed individuals, he knows exactly what to send to the underwriter, so there's not a bunch of back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. That's what Kurt can do for you. So if you're especially self-employed, give Kurt a call today, 720-895-0500.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, a good shop, folks. If you're trying to get your vehicle back in shape after an accident, or you've got an older vehicle and you're trying to get things fixed up and looking good, you don't want to spend the $40,000 now that's on average to buy a new car. I'll talk about that later. Call Al at a good shop. They'd love to help you out. Find them at klzradio.com. Three locations, 720-541-7697.
After an accident, you just want your vehicle back the way it was as quickly as possible. Before founding a Good Shop Collision Center in North Glen and Commerce City, Al Sturm used to work for some of the big corporate conglomerates, so he has the personal experience to compare the two. Al recently heard from a customer who tried using one of the big corporate shops for some auto body work on his old truck. He waited a month just to get an estimate, only to find out they wouldn't work on older vehicles. At a good shop, Al and his team have the autonomy they need to take care of their customers. You don't want your vehicle tied up any longer than necessary. Because a good shop has three locations, they can get you in for an estimate faster. Al and his team at a good shop are proud to run a certified, independent auto body shop where you're more than just a number. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair worth referring.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Lines are open, by the way, if you want to chime in on what I just talked about a moment ago, feel free. Steve House will join me at 3:30. 303-477-5600. I do have a Darwin Award winner and the liberal lie of a week. Real quick, Darwin Award winner is Delta's new gun policy. They will no longer allow you to ship your gun in the, you know, underground, or not underground, the underbelly of the airplane like you've been able to do in the past. Check it, basically, is what you're able to do in the past. Each airline has a policy along those lines. Delta is no longer doing that. I think they will lose some revenue by doing so. How much? I don't know, but they are the Darwin Award winner. Because all they're doing it for is to make you feel good. I guarantee you there's not a ton of people out there that do that in the first place, but there may be some people that look at this and just say, hey, I'm not flying Delta because of that. Had nothing to do whether they're going to check a gun or not. They're just not going to do it. They're just not going to pay the money to go on Delta. That's what I mean by losing revenue. Not going to lose revenue because there's not a ton of people that do this. Losing revenue because they've made a statement that some folks are not going to like. Dumb on their part. That's why they're the Darwin Award winner. And the liberal lie of the week, of course, is none other than the left claiming Trump is to blame for the protesters entering the Capitol. It's just the dumbest thing ever. It's the liberal lie of the week. They're going to continue to message that out over the weeks ahead. They're going to try to impeach Trump even after Joe Biden takes over. It's ridiculous. That's what they're basically running the impeachment on, the hearings on, is those protesters entering the Capitol are somehow his fault. They're not. It's not, I should say. Back to these, what I call false hopes that get spread around social media, YouTube, the internet, and so on. And I asked earlier, you know, why do they go on? What, you know, where do these things come from and why do they continue to last? The only thing I can think, and I think Charlie would agree with me, is people are hopeful that Donald Trump will somehow become victorious. And I think in their heart of hearts, they really do hope he's victorious to the point where I think they can even gloss over some things that they are not looking at in a factual basis. And, you know, they just have this hope that something will happen some way, somehow, and he'll end up being, you know, president of the United States. And I don't know what else to attribute it to. I don't think in my entire life, even with all of the social media, all the things that have led up to now, I don't think I've ever seen as many theories on how Donald Trump's going to actually continue to stay president circulate ever on any particular subject. In other words, these are the most conspiracies, and that's what I call them. These are the most conspiracies on any one subject I've ever seen. And they're literally coming from all directions. And what's really bothersome is there's some really high-level individuals that over the years have gained a lot of respect in media, in Christendom, and so on. And they're literally ruining their reputation, staking claims on some of the things they're talking about. And I think it's going to be a really sad day when these things don't come true and they have to eat crow. The only reason that I can see as to why individuals are doing this is they're so hopeful something will happen, they're looking at things with a blind eye. Or they've got their rose-colored glasses on, one of the two. It's like I talked about with Andy the other day when, you know, you fall in love with someone and, you know, you're all googly-eyed over them and you just want everything to be perfect. And you might have friends and family coming to you saying, hey, you know, do you know about, you know, such and such? Or have you seen really the way that such and such, you know, treats you or acts or does this or does that? Or, you know, I know that person does this, that, or the other. And yet the person that's in love with that person turns a blind eye to all of that because they just don't want to hear it. And literally sometimes they'll say that. I don't want to hear it. I really think right now with Donald Trump and the love affair that's there, that's what's happening. And I love the guy as well. But I'm looking at things in a very realistic manner. I guess that's my personality. It's what I do. It's what I've had to do for some, you know, 40-plus years of my life fixing cars and living in that world. You have to look at things very realistically, figure out where the problem is, fix the problem, and move on. And you can't look at things with rose-colored glasses or you never get the problem fixed. So I guess my personality is I try to look at things realistically, figure out what's really going on, get to the root of it, fix it, and move on. And as a country, I don't know any other way to make this work, folks. I'm getting questions from a lot of you on, you know, when do we really bear arms? Because I keep telling everybody not to right now, and I'm going to stand by that. This is not the time. We'll discuss it more next week. I'll pick an hour next week where we can discuss that. Maybe I'll bring somebody on that's got more knowledge of that than I. But what I will tell you is, you know, next week on Inauguration Day is not the time to pick up bare arms and have protests coast to coast in all the different areas that some of these knuckleheads want to do. Armed protests right now are not going to help you. Not going to help the country either. So I don't know that I can answer when do we. But at this point, I don't see, you know, yeah, this summer we had some rioting in the streets and we had some issues and so on. And folks, it was a whole lot worse as far as that goes then than it even is right now. What would we actually bear arms against and who and for what? I realize that a lot of you think the Democrats are treasonous, and they are. I'm not going to deny that. They are. They do a lot of things I don't like. They do a lot of things you don't like. Keep in mind, we do a lot of things they don't like. Goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. That's called politics. Now, if things continue down the path that they're wanting to take us in regards to, you know, gun control, the Green New Deal, free speech, all these other things, you know, at some point, I'm sure people will get fed up enough that things might change. But are we there yet? No. We haven't even got the new guy in yet. Or the old new guy, however you want to say it. So, folks, are we at a point now where you pick up bare arms and run into every Capitol? No, not even close. That's just crazy talk. Cray-cray. I don't know how else to say it. You're just crazy talk. We're not at that point yet. So, please, screw your common sense cap back on. Think through things clearly. We'll take the right course of actions over the next couple of years. And if we play our cards right and we do some things right and we capitalize properly, we have good leadership, we unify, can we take some things back over in 2022? Absolutely. But right now, honestly, we're running around like a bunch of kids that just got their lollipop taken away. Bunch of crybabies. Suck it up, folks. I said that when the Democrats lost the last time. Now I'm going to tell it to you all. Suck it up, buttercup. Move on. Life goes on, and we make the best of it, and we fight as hard as we can, and we reorganize, and we regroup, and we come back, and we fight harder in 2022. That's what we do, folks. But you don't run around waving guns all over the place expecting to get any results at this point. That's not going to fix things either. I'll stand by that all day long. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning, is up next. Michael would love to help you with your estate plans. We talked to him just yesterday, and folks, it doesn't matter how little or how much you have, you still need an estate plan put in place. The last thing you want to do is leave this earth and not have your things in order. You then just leave a burden for everybody that's left behind. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning, 720-394-6887, or again, find him at klzradio.com.
Michael Bailey removes your fear of the unknown by helping you plan ahead for unexpected scenarios. Most people have already given up their resolutions by now, but not Michael Bailey. He lives by the adage, "Those who prepare shall not fear." KLZ's mobile estate planner recently got a frantic phone call from a family whose mother had been given only 2 to 4 weeks to live. Their father had begun to lose some of his mental acuity, and they needed help now. They held a Zoom meeting with Michael Bailey on a Friday. He drew up their parents' estate plan on Saturday, and by Monday, their mother had been moved into hospice care. Without Michael's last-minute help, this family would have spent months, if not years, battling in probate court because their mother's assets would have gone to the wrong people. You don't know what the future holds, but you can prepare for uncertainty. Set up a free consultation with KLZ's mobile estate planner now at klzradio.com/estate.
Barber's Foods, if you would like some of the best, not some of, the best protein in town, I really feel like it is, that's Barber's Foods. It's Barber's with an S, Foods with an S, barbersfoods.com, and they would love to help you out with all of your needs. They've got it all. They've got it in stock. If they don't, they can bring it in for you. It's really that simple. So order today, barbersfoods.com, free shipping. Again, if you do, please, if you go there, please mention that you found them on Rush to Reason.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949. For over 50 years, the Barber's family raised the last of Colorado-grown turkeys on a turkey farm in Broomfield. And today, the Barber's family distributes high-quality, natural, local, and organic proteins from animals raised on family farms. They personally know all their producers, so whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from and the family who raises the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Pick up your order at the Denver warehouse located at I-70 and Brighton Boulevard near the National Western Center. Or for those in the Denver metro area, Barber's Foods will deliver direct. Colorado-sourced bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raised non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native, owned and operated. Barber'sFoods.com.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
Who to trust? America's founders were distrustful of big government. That is why the U.S. Constitution limits government power. Apparently, today's politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties, PBIs, didn't get the message. Kim Munson here. Friday, author and millennial Alan Thomas cautions us about the growing trend across the country to turn to government instead of ourselves and our neighbors. Plus, Hal Van Herkey, owner of Castlegate Knife and Tool, updates us on issues facing small businesses. That's Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., and 10 to 11 p.m. right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining me today. And again, keep texting me, folks. I have no problem with that. If there's things you think that, you know, are accurate in what I just said a moment ago, you know, feel free to, you know, send me text messages along those lines, 307-200-8222, 307-200-8222. And I appreciate all the text messages I get, and I don't get mad at anybody for sending them. I really am just trying to be the voice of reason, and I do feel like there's people that have stuck their neck out right now claiming things and even sort of predicting the future, if you would, that I just don't see some of those things happening. Steve House joining us now. Steve, welcome.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm good. I am, as you can probably imagine, there is, in just my opinion, a lot of information floating around. You know, you try to decipher what's real, what's not. You know, tons of stuff out there on our side about you know, military exercises and people being arrested and Trump's still going to be victorious some way, somehow, and on we go. And Steve, again, I hope I'm wrong, but I just don't see any of that stuff happening.
I don't either. I have had, I'm going to guess, John, 25 or 30 predictions made to me about stuff like that. Oh, in 10 minutes, this is going to happen. In 5 minutes, this is going to happen. Not one thing.
No, not one thing's happened yet. You're right. And for me, Steve, I mean, at least something has to break and happen from all these predictions that people are making. And by the way, there's some really prominent individuals, Lynn Wood being one of them. There's some prominent individuals that are, you know, in a way, I guess you could say, battling. But at the end of the day, Steve, to me, if this stuff doesn't come true like they're talking about, which, by the way, I don't think it will, what kind of credibility do they have left?
I don't think they have any credibility. I mean, the biggest problem we're having now is who do you believe? I mean, you know, I guess the best thing you can do is go to Newsmax or OANN or someone like that and listen to or read what they have going on, because the reference is about, yeah, there is military in D.C. We know that. We know there's military in D.C. because of what happened last week.
Correct.
I don't think there's military in D.C. for any other reason.
No,
you know,
I
and
agree.
That's explainable. I don't think that the president has any grand plan or anything that's going to happen to change things.
Steve, I mean, despite what all these people might think, I don't think he has the power to.
I know, we don't think he does either. I mean, he does not have the ability. You know, Lynn Wood, man, I'll tell you what, when I first started listening to Lynn Wood, I thought, I like this guy. There is nothing that man has said that has turned out to be true.
No.
Nothing.
Not a thing. And by the way, Steve, he's one of a dozen in that camp that I haven't found yet for any of them yet to be right. And I mean, last weekend I watched literally probably every single thing you could imagine, all the different things listeners sent me. I literally just had my phone, just was watching and watching and watching, trying to figure out what was going on. You know, I spent a better part of Sunday, you know, morning doing all of that. And at the end of the day, I'm like, this is just lunacy. I didn't know how to say it.
I know. I mean, I worry about, you know, it's kind of that, everybody gets distracted on the conservative side because they're basically listening to what's going to happen. And in the meantime, you know, we're losing our freedoms on social media and
right.
all these other things are happening.
Right.
Us.
Right.
You know, is this the great distraction before the great reset? And I feel like that's what we're doing.
Steve, I don't know that you're wrong. And you know what? So far, that's probably some of the wisest things I've heard yet, and because there's so much distraction on our side. And I said it earlier. I mean, I do understand where it comes from, and I'm very sympathetic. I'm not trying to, you know, accuse anybody of anything or be mad at anyone or anything along those lines. I mean, it's general desperation that a lot of folks have, and they're wanting something to take place so badly so that they're willing to listen to almost anything that comes across their screen, whether it's even false or not.
I know. And in the meantime, if you're not paying attention, you miss what Chuck Schumer says. And he says, look, we're going to run an impeachment trial.
Right.
Even after the president
That's
out
right.
of office. And
That's
then
right.
when we're done with that, we're going to hold a vote to bar him from running again. I'm like, okay, so wait a minute. The U.S. Senate of the United States and Chuck Schumer are so afraid of Donald Trump that they're going to make all that
They're going to ban him?
Rather than deal with,
basically?
Just so we can ban him from running? Are you kidding me? How powerful do they think Donald Trump is?
And I don't think... In a way, I think they're as delusional on that as we are on some other things. So, as I said earlier in the program, this goes on both sides, Steve. I'm not pointing fingers at one side or the other. And again, I'm not one of these guys either that feels like everybody needs to reach across the aisle and get things done. In fact, sometimes not reaching across the aisle and keeping that stalemate in Washington, D.C. is some of the best things we could have as citizens. But I also understand that, you know, some of this just outlandish craziness that I think is generated from social media, by the way. That's really where it's coming from. I don't think you would have heard half of these things some 20 years ago before the invention of social media.
Oh, no, there's no way. I mean, where would you have heard them? You'd only be getting the news from the news, and you wouldn't be getting it on your mobile phone, and you'd only be getting it from a few networks. And or
somebody calling you on the phone where you literally could say, wait a minute, you just said what? You're a Looney Tune.
Yeah. That's right. Well, getting on Facebook, which is what I did, I'm getting more phone calls and text messages than anything else. So it's really cut down the fodder in my Facebook world. So because I'm not seeing that stuff, but
right.
You're absolutely right.
Well, and you know, of course, I don't have a choice but to do some of those things. And in my world, I mean, I've had conversations, and you know, I think people get really frustrated at me even on Facebook. I mean, Steve, I've been called everything from a traitor, a rhino, a lefty. I'm not living in reality. I need to wake up. I mean, I've heard it all in the last week and a half. And the reality is, Steve, is I'm probably as woke as anybody in that world.
Yeah, I know, and the whole concept of a rhino, right? So, how many votes has John Rush taken on a bill or ballot initiative of any kind that people are aware of to call you a rhino? I mean, if you're a Republican in name only, and I've been called that too, that means that you're not working for the party, that you're voting the wrong way on stuff, that you're, out there espousing the wrong stuff. I don't think either of us do that. We put a lot of time and effort into this party.
Yeah, tell me about it. I mean, no offense, but look what I do for 3 hours every day. Granted, it's not all politics every day, but there's a lot of things that go on here to literally help support the party, get candidates elected, make sure things happen. And yes, when criticism is due, criticize accordingly, Steve, because as I said earlier, as I guess my old auto technician self is, find the problem, fix it, and move on. I don't know how you move on if you don't fix the problem.
I know. We were talking, as part of this, I was having this conversation the other night at a Vino and Veritas discussion, and you're talking about, you know, I voted for Ronald Reagan. He was the first president I voted for.
Me too.
Because I was old enough to vote,
yep,
right?
Me too.
So I voted for Ronald Reagan. And I voted for Ronald Reagan because Ronald Reagan believed in America and what it stood for and how it should be the exact same way I did. And I voted for Donald Trump because I was upset at the exact same things Donald Trump was upset at. You know, it's drain the swamp. It wasn't about what I believed in America. The part about Make America Great Again was a pretty good play on that. But it was a different sort of thing. And I think we can't lose the fact that, you know, we as Republicans have to stand for cleaning up the mess, draining the swamp like Trump wanted, but then going somewhere else that's better. And I don't think any of this distraction helps us with that.
It doesn't. In fact, you know, somebody asked me, and I'll ask you the same question. I mean, somebody asked me, well, if now is not the time to take up and bear arms, because I've actually been critical of some of the stuff going on in regards to Inauguration Day and people wanting to have, you know, armed protests and so on. And I'm totally against that, Steve. I'll denounce that, you know, all day long. I don't think that's the right way, you know, to handle things. Am I a Second Amendment lover? Absolutely. If anybody knows me, they know that I love the Second Amendment. I am a proud gun-owning American, and I don't want anybody taking those things away from me. And my fear, though, in what we do next week, if that in fact does happen, is exactly that. I think that gives them fodder to then start making things even harder for us.
Well, yeah, the way you always react to crime or, you know, violence is you make rules.
You overreact.
Temporary rules. Temporaries that overreact and they end up staying. I absolutely believe, and you can go back to, well, first of all, comparing the riots in Minneapolis and Portland and everything else to what happened last week, to me, is the wrong comparison, because last week, a bunch of people were attacking the government.
Right.
Now, yes, when you're in Portland, Minneapolis, in some respects, you're attacking police and some of its government, but you're also burning down businesses and you're attacking people. That didn't happen in D.C.
Right.
The people in D.C. are mad at the government. You can peacefully protest. I mean, if there's a belief from people that are peaceful protesters that they don't want things to be the way that they've turned out to be, and you surround the Capitol with, you know, 50,000 people in a big circle around the Capitol, and you do it peacefully, I'm not going to tell people they shouldn't do that. They can do what they want.
No, it's their right to
but
do
doing
so.
Doing it as an armed protest, right? Doing it as an armed protest and ended up turning it into violence is wrong.
Well, so I guess I'll ask you the next question, which is, trying to answer this to individual listeners, is, okay, so when is it the time to bear arms? And you know, honestly, Steve, I don't have an answer to that because right now it's not here yet.
Yeah, I know. It comes down to, you know, the government's job is supposed to protect your liberties and your properties. And so if the government stops providing you protection for your liberty and property, then I believe that you have an opportunity to bear arms. Because then if they won't protect it for you, then you have to protect it yourself.
Exactly. Agree.
How that plays out in a presidential election result, I'm not so sure I could say that that's violating my liberty, maybe from a voter's perspective, but do you take up arms over that issue versus someone coming onto your property and taking it away from you or whatever?
No, I don't think so. What I said earlier, Steve, is no, we get after it and we do the best we can to make a statement in 2022 and take back seats and do the things we need to do to win. And, you know, we just need to reorganize and be better in 2022 than we were in 2020.
I know.
That's the answer.
I also think that I think it is the answer, but I also think that, you know, I struggle with people who say, I'm quitting the Republican Party because 10 people in the Republican Party, 10 elected officials.
So where are you going then?
Voted for impeachment.
What's the option?
Where are you going? Besides that, I'm also the Republican Party. You know, I've given a lot to the Republican Party.
So now you're abandoning me?
Yeah, why are you abandoning me? I mean, abandon the people who do the bad things.
Right.
Remember, the Republican Party is a whole bunch of people.
Not one individual. All right, got a comment from Mark before we take a break. Mark, welcome. You're on with myself and Steve House.
Hey, John. Hey, I know, look, nobody likes the violence, but look what BLM accomplished this summer from their violence. They got billions of dollars. They're all, like, mainstream now. All these companies are bound to them. So, we're losing on our side. And they have no fear of us. So they need to be, they need to have fear, because they're just going to run right
over.
Well,
you know, but I'm going to push back on that a little bit, Mark, because yeah, I think there's some companies out there that sort of bow to BLM, the NBA being one of those, but boy, they found out really quickly that didn't pay off so well. So Mark, the NBA is no longer bowing to the Black Lives Matter movement. So there may have been a short, instance of that with some of those companies, but that was short-lived as far as I'm concerned. Steve, what's your thoughts?
Two wrongs don't make a right. I don't think violence in defense of yourself and what they're doing to you is absolutely necessary, but walking into an environment to create fear in somebody else using violence is not the answer for me either.
Yeah. Well, we got to do something on our side. I mean, we have to start exposing them.
Yes. That I agree with, Mark. Yes.
Because, man, they got corporate America, they got the schools, they got the media, big tech. I mean, if we don't do something now, man, it's over.
I won't argue with you on that. I've got a couple of thoughts along those lines. Hang tight. We'll come right back. Mark, hang tight. Stay tuned. Steve, hang tight. I'll be right back. I got some ideas on that. I'm sure you do as well. Franktown Firearms, folks, is next. Speaking of Second Amendment, exercise that by going to Franktown Firearms. They'll do all the training, sell you a gun, make sure you got the right ammo, and get you all practiced up and ready to go. And that is Franktown Firearms. Find them at klzradio.com, 720-770-7777.
Make your gun your own at Franktown Firearms, one of the only shooting ranges with full-service gunsmithing on site. The team at Franktown Firearms now has multiple gunsmiths on staff, so you can stop by their gunsmithing department at the back of the store 7 days a week for anything from cleaning to bore sighting, scope mounting, and everything in between. Because Franktown Firearms offers full-service gunsmithing on-site, they can take care of any issues with your firearm in-house. Oftentimes, people send their firearm off to the manufacturer for repairs. You could wait up to 180 days just for the manufacturer to look at your gun. Recently, a client of Franktown Firearms noticed an issue with her revolver right out of the box. The team at Franktown repaired it and got the gun back to her shortly because they handled the repairs on site. If your gun needs to be sent off for any reason, the team at Franktown will be happy to send it on your behalf. Ask about gunsmithing now at klzradio.com/Franktown.
All right, Bruce Simmons is up next. He wants to help you out with your reverse mortgage. If that's something that works for you, find out today if it does, and Bruce can inform you of all of the details of a reverse mortgage. He is the professor of reverse mortgages. Find him at klzradio.com or 303-467-7821.
Owning a relatively high-value home does not make you immune to cash flow problems. It's more expensive to maintain and insure. Property taxes seem to go up every year. And of course, you may have a sizable mortgage payment to make every month. You don't want to sell, but you wish you had a little more margin in your budget. As long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, a reverse mortgage with KLZ's Bruce Simmons could give you the financial cushion you need. Thanks to recent changes by the Federal Housing Administration, you may be able to eliminate your monthly mortgage payment, setting you up comfortably for as long as you live in the home. Starting in January of 2021, homeowners 62 years and older with higher value homes may tap into a larger portion of their equity, giving them a better chance of qualifying for the loan. Get in touch with Colorado's first certified reverse mortgage specialist now at klzradio.com/reverse.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Barb with the United Way of Weld County said, "We are very happy with the copiers we currently have, and your customer service is exceptional. Doug is a great technician and is always prompt in coming out whenever we have a problem with one of our copiers. Thanks again for your wonderful partnership and customer service. I'm glad we are working with you." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, Steve House with me. All right, I got a couple of things, Steve, I wanted to mention in response to Mark, our last caller. First of all, you know me, Steve, I always want to make sure that we highlight the positives of this last election and some of the things that we actually did accomplish, because there is light at the end of the tunnel, I believe. The positives are we did pick up seats in the House. Yeah, we lost some seats in the Senate, but that's a whole other discussion for another day. But we picked up seats in the House. 2022's not that far off. There's a way, actually, Steve, we could pick up more seats and maybe even take back over the House in 2022. What it's going to take, to answer Mark's question, leadership. We've got to be organized. We've got to have a plan. We have to execute the plan. And, Steve, that has to be coast to coast. It can't be a piecemeal patchwork from state to state. Somebody has to make that happen on a nationwide basis.
Yeah, and part of the problem is, and you sort of alluded to it, is that there is a definition of what a Republican is has been a little bit elusive. I mean, we know what we believe in. We know what our platform says. We know what our ideology is. But somehow, unaffiliated voters especially, and centrist-leaning Democrats, along with Republicans, when you say the word Republican, they have to understand what that means. And it has to represent something that they're comfortable with. Then what you do is you start talking about specific policy objectives, because America at 244 years of age is decaying, especially in education and healthcare and a few things. And if we don't fix them pretty soon, that decay could turn into, you know, a disaster beyond what it is already. So I agree with you. We can win in 2022. I think we will take back the House. It's not going to be that complicated. And I think we have a shot to take back the Senate even in that.
I think we do, too. And the other thing that's a positive, I believe, that's come out of all of this, and this is where I really wish Donald Trump had handled things a little differently in these last, you know, couple of months, is he did show us, Steve, how to beat the establishment, you know, how to get the grassroots back involved and get some of the people, you know, on the right tickets and, you know, winning for women. We interview them often. You know, they were very instrumental in getting key ladies elected in areas of the country where they were very electable. And they did. I mean, the lining here, the silver lining is, yeah, we can come back in 2022 and beat the other side and beat them at their own game. But us sitting around whining and waiting for the next, you know, miracle to happen, I hate to say it that way, Steve, but that's not going to help us.
Well, that and being divided. I mean, the country's divided if the Republican Party ends up divided. You know, and we've got to get past the Trump purity test. You know, I supported the president, still do support the president, wouldn't have done everything the same he did. But, you know, if you're a rhino because you're 5% off of perfect in the Republican mind, then that's not going to help Republicans get elected. We're going to be suffering under the rule of Democrats for a long time.
And again, I agree with you on that. You know, do I love Trump? Absolutely. Has he done great things? And will he go down? I believe, you know, minus these last few weeks, will he go down as, I believe, one of the best presidents of all time? And 20 years from now, people will look back and realize that. Yes, I believe so. I think he did some fabulous things for this country that he is not getting enough credit for right now. Unfortunately, though, Steve, I said this even on the National Crawford Roundtable. Unfortunately, what you leave when you're exiting something, I guess I should say, or the last impression, not the first impression, but the last impression, is what you get left with and what people think of you. Great example of that would be a, you know, Bill Cosby or a O.J. Simpson. I mean, even though those two guys were great at their profession, they were probably the best of the best of the best, and they had a lot of positive impact over the years. Unfortunately, I'll remember them for the bad things they did.
I know. And we don't know exactly how history is going to play out, what happened at the Capitol and who the responsible parties really were.
Agree.
You know, if they're different than what our impression is. I mean, clearly, you know, in both Cosby and Simpson's case, they were directly involved in taking away liberties and life. And, you know, Trump is certainly not accused of that or not shouldn't be held that responsible. But I agree with you. So many good things, you know, in our relationships. The one thing I think we're going to have a lasting impact on Donald Trump's way out of the presidency is going to be how we treat social media and what social media standards are going to be.
Yeah.
Because I don't think this is over, not with all the countries around the world. I mean, Twitter writes a memo in Uganda that they don't agree with the Ugandan government taking Twitter away from the citizens during an election period because they don't want it to influence the election, and that yet they do what they do here.
Right.
I mean, there's going to have to be standards or something changed on social media during this period, and it's going to largely be due to Donald Trump.
You know what? That's a great way of saying things, and I appreciate that. And something I hadn't really thought of. If there's any changes that do come down the pike on the social media end of things, it will be because of Donald Trump, and we can give him that credit. Good point.
Yeah, question.
Well stated.
Question.
You know, it again. Okay, one last question. I know we're going to talk to Dr. V in the 4 o'clock hour when it comes to COVID and all of that. What's your predictions on how much longer we do some of these extreme measures, including now the CDC requiring a COVID test 3 days prior to entering the country, even if you're a tourist that's gone to Mexico?
I know. I mean, the problem is that once you have a vaccine, and we've even seen predictions change, right? There was a period of time where they said, well, we're going to have herd immunity by next fall. Now I saw today they say by the summertime, because you're going to have a combination of two things. You're going to have warmer weather and, you know, the vaccine hitting that second 100 million people in the U.S. I think that this thing gets normalized certainly by summer, certainly some level of normal. But, God, I mean, even Cuomo, who I can't stand in New York, one of the most corrupt, horrible governors in history other than maybe Kate Brown and Gretchen Whitmer, Cuomo saying, wow, I got to get business open again. Yeah, no kidding, because he knows he isn't going to get the money from Congress or anybody else to bail out these bad decisions. The number of people who died at the Capitol was bad. Five people at this stage. There were more people killed in Chicago in the last 5 days than there was at the Capitol.
Right.
We can't ignore the larger problem in favor of the sensationalized big incident that just happened to involve the U.S. Capitol.
Well said, Steve House. I always enjoy having you. You're right on the money.
You too, my friend.
All right, man. All right. Take care. Talk to you next week. Really appreciate all that you do for us. And again, Pure for Chevrolet folks, coming up next, we heard from Bob yesterday. They've got a great deal on a 2013 Infiniti G37X, 60,000-mile car, and Rush to Reason price is $14,500. Find them today at purefoychevrolet.com or 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, somebody just said, ask Steve House about Marjorie Greene planning to file impeachment charges against Joe Biden next week. You know, hats off to her, but That's just a publicity stunt, in my opinion. It's not going anywhere. Again, there's better things we could be doing on our side than being that and doing that. I think Steve would agree with me. I mean, knock your socks off. If that's something you want to do as a representative, more power to you. It'll get your name in the papers, which it already is. But it, in my opinion, is that the right move, and is that going to go anywhere? Absolutely not. It's a waste of time. I guess I'm enough of a business guy, folks, that I look at things in pretty black and white, you know, things. In my world, if there's not going to be any return for what you're doing and the time spent, why bother? To me, that's one of those situations. That's not going anywhere, so why would I waste my time going down that path? That's me, not her. She's a representative. I'm not an elected official. I'm just a lowly talk show host trying to get the word out to you on a daily basis. Hour number two is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.